Check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Papageno's Tri-State Forecast, a cool day today, a high only around 50. Cool the rest of the week, as a matter of fact. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you. A Connecticut law would close the gap on education funding throughout the state. If signed, the law, the state's education cost sharing grant, which supports all local and regional school districts, would be fully funded beginning in 2024-25. That means more than $275 million would be invested across 164 public school districts in the state. Funding would be reduced in a district that currently receive high funded grants. There are 205 districts in the state. Lawmakers said the bill will be discussed and voted on before the session ends on May the 4th. Meanwhile, the House has voted to fund to fight opioid crisis in the state. State lawmakers moved to dedicate Connecticut's $300 million share of the $26 billion multi-state opioid legislation settlement reducing substance abuse disorders. The State House voted 146-1 to approve legislation to create a special state fund for money from opioid-related judgments, consent decrees, and settlements, and set spending rules for the fund. Representative Whit Betts, a Republican of Bristol, cast a lone no vote on the House Bill 5044 because he objected to the size of a proposed 37-member opioid settlement advisory committee that will help administer the settlement fund and provide oversight it uses. Connecticut is due to receive $300 million over the next 18 years from a $26 billion settlement negotiated among 46 states and pharmaceutical distributors, Cardinal, McKesson, and AmerisourceBergen, and drug manufacturer Johnson & Johnson. The fight over gerrymandering of the congressional district maps in New York has been argued at New York's highest court. Judges on the highest court peppered attorneys with sharp questions as they considered whether to throw out a new congressional district map that Republicans charge is unconstitutionally gerrymandered. Court of Appeals judges heard arguments of the lawsuit brought by a group of Republican voters challenging the legality of the new district maps, which critics say were drawn to favor Democrats. The court's decision, which could come at any time, could play a crucial role in the battle for control of the U.S. House, where Democrats now enjoy a thin majority. Judges repeatedly asked Democrat attorneys about what should happen next if the High Court decides to strike down the maps, but they also seemed worried about overstepping their authority. A third ruling against the maps could potentially upend the state's planned congressional primary, now scheduled for late June. Attorneys for the governor, a Democrat, and legislative leaders from her party say the maps add population shifts and unite similar minority and geographical communities. The attorneys urge judges to allow lawmakers to fix any errors with particular districts. They've cast doubt on computer simulations run by elections expert Sean Trendy, who found the maps were gerrymandered. Trendy has served as a redistricting expert in Virginia and Maryland. An agreement has been reached on the East-West Rail extension that would bring passenger service to Pittsfield. Federal and state officials agreed on a path forward to extend passenger rail service west of Worcester to the cities of Springfield and Pittsfield, an effort designed to finally connect the eastern and western parts of the state by rail. Speaking with representatives after a meeting at the Springfield Union Station, the governor and U.S. Representative Richard Neal described plans for the legislature to create a new rail authority in an effort to take advantage of recently granted federal infrastructure funds to make the long-sought project a reality. Baker and Neal did not lay out a project time frame, but spoke about the accord as if it marked a significant breakthrough. Just about every state lawmaker from Western Massachusetts was either at the meeting at the Springfield Union Station or also at that meeting via Zoom. Taking a look at meetings in our area today, the Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission has a planning session. Also in Salisbury, the Affordable Housing Commission has a special meeting at 7 p.m. Region 1, the All Boards Committee will meet tonight at 7 p.m. In North Canaan, a budget public hearing tonight at 7:30 with the Board of Finance. In Kent, the American Rescue Plan Act Assessment Subcommittee has their regular meeting tonight at 4:30. In Dover, a regular town meeting happens today. In Sheffield, the Planning Board has a virtual meeting set for tonight at 7 p.m. A reminder, there will be a 12-plus COVID vaccination clinic at Housatonic Valley Regional High School coming up on Friday from 3 until 7 p.m. All three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, will be available. All boosters also will be available for eligible populations. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a tapas menu, specials every night of the week. interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,240.18, the NASDAQ at 12,490.74, and the S&P 500 at 4175.20. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.